if someone's not going to ask for any evidence, I'll just say this. And I'll just, you know, blame it on someone else, you know, like, I don't know.
I'm great at that.
How can I?
I know, one I've heard a lot is like, oh, but the world's gone super cold and super hot lots of times. It balances out again. I've heard that before.
But that is climate change.
I know, yeah.
So that's why I was asking, do you mean human-caused anthropogenic climate change caused by humans? As opposed to the stuff I talked about in class today. Axial wobble. Eccentricity of the orbit.
Wobble.
Continental drift, changing currents.
Wobble. Is that a word?
Wobble.
Oh, I heard wobble.
I'm getting a little tired. I've been teaching straight for 6 hours,
no,
7 hours.
Okay.
Got a sick kid at home, so I don't sleep very well at night.
Okay. Can you sell me the smoothie that you're drinking right now?
Can I send it to you?
Sell it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's high fiber, good for colon health. Anti-colon cancer, I think it's the number 3 cancer in the world, or no, the U.S., and also one of the easy to prevent cancers by eating high fiber. It's got some sugar, but the absorption of the sugar is damped out by all the fiber, so you eat them together. It has a variety of berries, antioxidant berries, good for health, reduces aging, also have fiber, also have sugar, make it sweeter. It has a banana for delicious flavor and fiber and potassium. It has a red bell pepper for a vegetable, low sugar, and the red phytonutrients offer different benefits than the purple phytonutrients of grapes. Blah, 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 blah. Do you want more?
How much would you sell it for?
Low cholesterol. It's low cholesterol. And it does have fat, but it's healthy fat. Peanut butter, flaxseed, omega-3 fats, good for your brain, good for your heart.
Oh, Bonnie can't have that.
So it has a variety of healthy foods, and it allows me to eat healthy food while I'm working 10, 12 hours at a time with no break.
I have one last question. Why do you hate Hannah Barbera so much?
Even when I was a kid, I thought most of their cartoons were kind of dumb. I'm a Warner Brothers guy. I'm a Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Roadrunner.
That's my
style. I love those.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, you may.
Who is your favorite Looney Tunes character and why?
Well, my favorite to draw is the Roadrunner. My favorite character as far as wit, probably Daffy Duck. I like how he's grouchy but funny. You know, and he uses big words like despicable. he and Bugs bounce the humor off each other really well, and I really enjoyed that. I also learned from interactions between Bugs and Daffy, or no, maybe it was Bugs and Elmer, but pronouns. Are you going to shoot him half now or wait till you get home? He doesn't have to shoot you now. Yes, he does have to shoot him, me now, and if it's not him now, it's me now, and pronoun error. Basically, he kept tricking him into shooting the other guy.
Mm-hmm. Wait, can I ask a question? It's like really simple and like not fun at all, but what's the thing you miss most about being a pilot?
Pressing the buttons. I love buttons, especially if they light up or if the light goes off when you turn it off. That's fun. And I like the overhead buttons the most. There's nothing more fun than like dials, the throttles up. And I love flying through the clouds, and I love when I don't have paying passengers. I love flying around the clouds like it's a canyon that I can't hit the sides, and I'm doing like the Death Star trench run, you know? And like I used to do that all the time, it was so fun. And you're going, you know, 250 miles an hour, things go by really fast. So it's like there's a big puffy cloud, you know, 10, 15,000 feet tall, and you're ripping at 250 miles an hour around it, and you're close. Because if you do hit it, it's not a problem, you know. And you're pretending like it's like a canyon wall, and it's just fun. And then you got to rip a turn the other way, and there's G-forces. I like it all. I like the noise it makes when you throttle up. I feel bad about the environment, but I'm 55 gallons an hour on takeoff. Now you don't burn that for an hour, but it guzzles gas. I'm sorry. I like seeing things from a bird's eye view. I like, when I was flying like over San Francisco, I would scream down about 230 miles an hour. I'd float over Oakland in like 3 minutes, dive over the Oakland airport, rip a hard, cross San Francisco's approach path, then I would rip a hard turn and land in Palo Alto, a little tiny, tiny airport. I'd drop off. I used to fly the CEO of Stanford Hospital to work, and so I'd drop her off at Palo Alto, and then I'd fly back to Sacramento, where I was based out of at the time. It's just fun. I just like doing my instant approach, you know, making everything work perfectly when it's all happening really fast, and there's buttons to press, and there's things to calculate, and you got to visualize your approach, and when should I start throttling back, and what's my angle of approach, and what's how's the wind affecting me, and how long is this runway, and how heavy am I today, and what's the temperature, and how is the humidity going to affect this flight, and there's all complexity, you know, and it's really fun when you nail it, and, you know, and, yeah, it was cool.
Did anyone ever have to get, like, thrown off your plane?
No, I wasn't an airline pilot. I flew charter, so I never had, you know, the cane went off. They were paying me. All
right.
So they do whatever they want to. If they could pick a gun on board, I couldn't care less.
Oh.
You know, like, it was a different set of regulations, you know. I had weight limits. I had a lot of rules. You know, the rule book was not even joking about this big.
Oh, wow.
Title 14 of the Code of Federal Regulations. But yeah, because it wasn't an airline operation, when I was doing certain types of flying, I had some flexibility. I was pilot in command, so if it did not affect safety of flight, you know, I'm like, use your phone. I couldn't care less. You know, it's back when like they were all like, oh, you can't use the phone. You know, I turned on my phone. I turned on my instruments. I turned my phone. I'm like, nothing happened. So I'm like, I'm not worried about it. And now I can't see in the morning, and I'm like, I'm glad I'm not flying right now because I can't see that at all. You know, like it's really different.
You ask it.
You okay? No, okay. Would you rather listen to a week of Baby Shark at full volume, not stopping, or have to read an entire?
Done. I already have. Hello, have you met Finn? I've watched every Octonaut 20 to 30 times.
Yeah, I love
the I've watched all the, yeah, oh, they like to repeat shows. What's the alternate?
Love?
Baby Shark or?
Have to read an entire New York phone book until you memorized every name.
Oh, Baby Shark. I kind of like Baby Shark. When I was in Santa Cruz, they have a shark tour. Because they found some sharks, some great whites reproduce in, near the sunken ship at Seacliff. And so I went out there on the boat and we found some small sharks. And I'm like, hey, look, a baby shark. But I like Pink Fong's version more than anyone else's. I don't know if they were the first one or if they just marketed it better. But I mean, everyone's doing it their own now, but it is more fun. So. Yes on Warner Brothers, no on Hanna-Barbera, yes on Ping Pong.
Okay. I think that's it.
I have spoken.